What you will find is the Secretary of Energy has absolutely no authority to do anything with respect to skyrocketing gasoline prices. So what I sought to do in the conference and over the last few months is give the Federal Trade Commission the authority to go after documented anti-competitive practices in markets where you basically have three or possibly four of the oil companies controlling more than 60% of the gas that is sold in this area. Many members of the United States Senate represent just those communities, communities where in effect you have seen the competitive forces, marketplace forces, sucked right out of the gasoline markets in their community. Unfortunately, that too was rejected on a straight party line vote. I don't think anybody in the United States doubts the seriousness of the terrorist threat around the world. Controls in current law are intended to end the dependence of foreign companies on nuclear bomb-grade materials. But the conference report, incredible as it may seem, goes in just the opposite direction and is going to make it easier for terrorists to traffic in these nuclear bomb-grade materials. The conference report would give foreign producers a fresh 9-year holiday on converting highly enriched uranium into the much safer lower enriched uranium, a conversion, in my view, that should have happened years ago. I sought in the conference to keep in place the current export controls on highly enriched uranium, and I believe, Mr. President, that had my amendment passed, it would have empowered President Bush to be able to fulfill his goal of keeping nuclear materials out of the hands of terrorists. Unfortunately, this too went down on strictly party lines. The people of my part of the country were shellacked by the Enron debacle. We had scores of workers at one of our major utilities who used to have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in their retirement accounts. Now they have virtually nothing as a result of Enron. The conference report did virtually nothing to deal with the market manipulation that went on in the Enron case. I have always felt, Mr. President, that anything important in this town has got to be done on a bipartisan basis. It is probably the concern that I have that has dominated my career in public service. I think we had an opportunity for a bipartisan bill in this area. As I've been able to do in my home state with our colleague, Senator Smith, I think there was an opportunity for common ground on a whole host of key kinds of changes that would have laid out a vision for a very different energy future. Finally, Mr. President, at a time when our country can be held hostage by oil-producing nations, we had a chance to go forward with legislation that would make us truly energy independent. At a time when cutting-edge renewable resources are at our fingertips, what this conference report does is it lets these exciting technologies slip through our fingers. At a time when the people of our country have been clamoring for a fresh approach, a different energy future, this conference report looks at energy policy through the rearview mirror.